This is Psalm 19, verse 7 to 4. I remember I have given the teaching on this line before, but it's not going to be the same today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 19, verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect. Is that true? Converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Bring enlightenment. Give you an understanding. The fear of the Lord is clean. No torment in the fear of the Lord. We choose the fear of the Lord. Enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. You know, when God wants to judge, he's not going to look for Maricopa County Fire to check what is the problem. He knows everything about you. Hallelujah. So he doesn't go by the ideas of people. He knows everything about me and about you. Hallelujah. And the next verse says, more to be desired are they than gold. That is the word of God. We should desire the word of God above gold. Why? God created gold. God created honey. God created the diamond. God created all these things we are enjoying today. Even the sun, the moon, and your body. God created them. We should desire the word of God above gold. He said, than much fine gold, sweeter. Also than honey. Is there anything in this world that is sweet? God said you should desire the word of God above, because God created whatsoever you think is sweeter than honey. Hallelujah. Then the next verse, please. Verse 12. Okay. Who can understand his error? Nobody. Except the Holy Spirit helps you. Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me, over you. Then shall I be upright. I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. Amen. That is a verse I want to lay emphasis on. Say, in keeping of them, that should be verses that now. There is great reward. Now, the way the Holy Spirit started breaking them down, I want to share with you in that same manner. In keeping up them, there is great reward in reading the Bible daily. No matter how your schedule, take time to read the Bible. I remember in those days when I nearly started going to jail, that place was called Madison Street Jail. That one is no more now in downtown. One of you may told me, say, Pastor, do you know what is the meaning of Bible? Basic instruction before leaving the earth. So we should read the Bible daily as you pray daily. Hallelujah. There's great reward in praying. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That is James chapter 5. Verse 16 through 17. Can you help me, please? Confess your faults to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. A prayer that is backed with fire, with fervency, it prevails. Prayer you offered of faith, they are stored up in golden vias. When a due time comes, they begin to come down in thunders. Hallelujah. Now, and he gave us an example, verse 17. Elias or Elijah was a man, subject like passion as we are. He was a human being like us. Hallelujah. And he prayed how? Endlessly, not once in a while. When he wanted to pray, he prayed with all his heart. Endlessly, that it might not rain. Because there were some people praying for rain. The word he gave was 10. And it was, there was no rain for 3.5 years. Elijah locked up heaven and kept the key in his pocket. And went somewhere and started praying. Now, remember, brethren, during the, when there is mark of the beast, I know we all believe that we'll be taken to heaven before that time. Hallelujah. Nobody knows when is the rapture. We'll teach. But I want you to check out something by Elijah. After ravens failed him morning and evening. Now, you know ravens? That creature will not say no to meat. It will finish it until it finishes the bone. But you obey God's instruction. But that is not where I'm going to. That woman, Zarephath, do you know God took care of Elijah and that woman and that son for 3.5 years until rain came during the tribulation when they say you cannot buy nor sell. God can take care of you. If you believe that, say amen. I know you are believing that. You already in heaven that time. But we are God's army. God wants to use the war. We've not seen God's move yet. We've not seen it. What will be believing God? We've not seen it. God wants to demonstrate. Where are the sons of God? The earth is groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Where are they? Hallelujah. When God will tabernacle in you, you will not be the same again. Thus says the Lord will be thus says the Lord. And he will say to you, President, you will be there for 7 days and he will not leave his seat. Fear will come upon the people. Let me give you a testimony. There's a man. He's in heaven now. God took him from his own house and went into that castle of Queen Elizabeth. Elizabeth was quaking. He said, how do you get here? Because it's impossible for anybody, any ordinary person to enter there. He said, don't worry. God sent me to preach to you. He was a British man. And he was preaching. And he led her to Christ. That woman was born again before she died. Though that man went to heaven before. And even gave instruction to Elizabeth. Don't let Charles to become the next king. Let the baby become the king. Because this one is globalist. Okay, let me leave that one. Hallelujah. But I digress because with God, nothing shall be impossible. God can send someone to you. God can bring miracle to your house. The little food you have will not be wasted. Hallelujah. Believe God. Then he said, in keeping of them, there is great reward in fellowshipping with one another. Is that true? If it is true, say amen. In keeping of them, there's great reward in visiting the fatherless and the widows in the affliction. Hallelujah. That is James 1:27. In keeping of them, in meditating on the word of God, there's great reward. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Can we read that one, please? Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, the word of God. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Day and night is day and night. But the enemy will want to occupy us to meditate on our problem. Let me give you a quick example. I was involved in an accident. It was my fault. I even told the chairman, it's my fault. Later, he shook my hand and said, "You are very sincere. You are a good man." Then the insurance made a letter to me. I have to sign for it. I will disturb. The Lord said, "Don't worry, I will put you over." When I checked the medicine, it was the same letter that came to the house that they even wanted me to sign for. What were they doing? They are putting a disclaimer. They are not going to fix your car. But the lift were responsible to take care of it. Hallelujah. God will go to any length to fight for you. That brought peace to my heart. When the Lord said, "I will put you over," he did. Let me digress a little. How many of you know, remember Brother Sonny Dogbeji? How many of you? Oh, you know what happened to him? He was involved in an accident. He was at fault. The owner of the vehicle sued him. And they took him to court. While he got to the court, they called his name. As he was coming out, an old woman came out of nowhere, white lady with a cane. "Hey, George, I don't like what they are doing to that young man. I was there that day, I saw everything." He just started writing. He was set free. Hallelujah. Brethren, let us not limit God with our brain. And Sunday came out to thank the woman. I didn't see anybody disappear. God came forth in the form of an angel. Old woman with a cane. Because judges, they will listen. You see an old woman. You say, "I'm supposed to be resting in my house. I'm here because of this young man. There's nothing wrong. He's not wrong. Judge, do something about it." He was dismissed. Are you encouraged? Brethren, are you encouraged? Don't limit your God. Your God is too big to fail. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In keeping of them, there is great reward. Joshua said, and God even told him in that same verse, he said, "Meditate therein day and night." Don't meditate on your problem. Meditate on the word of God day and night. Day and night is day and night. Day and night is day and night. Amen? Now, I want you to reason. Because the enemy wants to sneak something inside there for you to think about it. Why not worry? You are a human being. You can't worry about a little now. Let God hold the other one. No. God said, cast all. He didn't say some. How many did he say you should cast? All your care upon him, for he careth for you and watch over you affectionately. Cast, give everything to him. Hallelujah. In keeping of them, there is great reward in singing with spiritual song and making melody in your heart unto the Lord. That is Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19 through 20. Can we meditate on that one too, please, Jim? Ephesians, okay. Speaking to yourselves in psalms, amen, and hymns. I remember sometime last year, Lord said, "You used to sing hymns, you don't sing anymore." "Oh, my God, I'll just take hymn book, I'll start singing." Do you know God is taking note of all those things? It's not because I'm in choir that practice to come and sing on Sunday. No, I sing to the Lord. Yourselves and hymns in spiritual song. There are some songs that are not spiritual. Take for example, "Oh God, don't forget me." That is unbelief. God said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." Don't sing that emotional song and think God will listen to that. No. Say spiritual songs and singing, making melody in your heart. Hum. Begin to hum like our brother Skip who passed away. He's always whispering. He was singing. Sing, making melody from the bottom of your heart. God will pack full your day with victory on every side. Hallelujah. Verse 20. Verse 20, please. and giving thanks once in a while. Always for all things. Giving thanks for all things. Thanks always for all things unto God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. All things, give thanks. Hallelujah. In keeping of them, there's great reward in soul winning. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30. He that winneth soul is wise. When last did you win a soul to God? Think about that. With that, God is building house for you in heaven. Soul winners are so rich. You may look at them, they are just wasting their time. No. Proverbs. No, Proverbs 11, verse 30. The fruit of righteousness is a tree of life. He that winneth soul is wise. But what about he that did not win soul? It's not wise. Be a soul winner. It's not only preacher that can win soul. You can win soul. You have a testimony. Testify of how God turned your life around. That can bring salvation to that person. One day, a customer looked at my profile, my phone, because it's, everything will be in their own phone. They said, 10,000 passengers. How many hours do you do a day? I said, at times 10, at times 7, times 6. Now, I'm saying this because of I give out tracts. At times, the thing will bring trouble to me, especially to Muslims. When they start asking me, they want me to believe like him. But I can't believe like you. It will just rise up inside of me. I'll start saying some things, At the end, they will report. The office will not stop my app. Two times with Muslims. The other day, I picked up a man. He said he had a Jewish boy. Some things he was saying were weird. And when he said something, I said, sir, that is not in the Bible. I will quote the exact thing that was there. If you are the type of work I'm doing, you will come across all sorts of people. Have you come across people who are, call them, say, atheists? Some are, say, agnostic. It was one I picked up one day. He was just bringing some. I was like, what kind of idea is this? It was weird. I asked him, what do you believe? He said, I'm agnostic. I don't know. See, you come across all kinds of people. But I was not able to lead him to Christ. But I gave him some information to him. Hallelujah. Because the price Jesus Christ paid, I keep thinking about it. For God so loved the world, for he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I said, God allowed his Son to become a sacrifice for me. Even when I was in my mother's womb, God was there watching over me. And scripture says, before the foundation of the world, even wrote my name in Lamb's book of life. And that God keep watching, caring. When you call, he will answer. Hallelujah. Now, there's great reward in memorizing scriptures. That is how this scripture came. The Holy Spirit started playing it in my spirit. The first time I received this, when I gave it as a teaching or a preaching, when the Holy Spirit quoted it, I said, that is Psalm 19. There's great reward. Now, let me try to bring this to conclusion in showing something here. I've shared this with you before. This is James chapter 1. Remember? This is what it says in verse 2. Instead of giving me verse 2 first, he gave me verse 12. Let me read verse 12 first. Blessed is a man that endureth temptation. For when he's tried, He shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. It's what happened when the Lord was playing the scripture and reminding me of in keeping of them the secret word, and he showed me a golden crown. Let me admonish you this morning, brother, sister, let no man take your crown in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Even your work, let it not take your crown. Your relationship with friends, let it not take your crown. Your crown has been paid for, and the Lord has set it up. My crown is my crown. My crown is not my wife's crown, or her own crown waiting here for her. It's an individual race. You will give account of yourself at the end. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, yes, something that showed me concerned about that crown was not bright enough. So the Lord showed me the crown. And you walk on the crown. Do you know when they finish on the gold? It reflects like a mirror. That's why the Lord said, buy me gold tried in the fire. When God finished walking on the gold, you'll be reflecting the image of Jesus Christ. That is God's good concerning each and every one of us. So, brother, sister, don't play with sin. Last week, our brother shared some things with us. Do you know when I was seeking the Lord, I was my kneel in the realm of the spirit. Somebody came praying for me. He was talking about social media. It's risky, brethren. Social media is putting something in our memory. And when God is giving you a vision, it will not be clear. That thing will contaminate it. Run from social media. You want to go for rapture? Run from social media. There are some areas you can use wisely. There are some that will contaminate or pollute you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I quoted verse 12. Let's see verse 2. James 1, 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. Wait a minute. That is why initially God gave me verse 12 first, because I was praying, Lord, deliver me from lust. That's a problem. And he said, put away the game of the soul. You are the one playing the game. That is what most of us are doing. We are playing the game. God will forgive me if I repent. But that is not the way to run the race. Be ye holy, for I am holy. The things that will bring those images. When you see a woman, you start looking. That thing is there. Do something about it. That is why God gave me the scriptures. Hallelujah. Even if you are young or you are old. I gave a testimony I heard from Pat Robinson when he was still alive. See, in Nigeria, said they should pray for him to overcome lust. He said, go and marry. I said, no, marriage would not solve that problem. It's a spirit. That spirit is there. When that spirit is there, will be pulling you to go and do something strange. Don't obey. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Hallelujah. God knows that you are able to overcome. He is with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. That's why when I cried unto him, he gave me the scripture. And this scripture is working wonders in my life. Because the word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are we still here? Okay. Let me conclude with this one. This is Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Jesus said unto him, to that man who brought his own child who was having problem, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him who believe. How many things? All things. All things. If you can believe, faith is a now. Believing is a verb. If you can believe, all things are possible. Amen? All things are possible. Don't forget the testimony I gave to you. That brother is already with God in heaven. He thought the lawsuit would rest on him. God, he took off an eye, dismissed the case. So shall it be for you. Whatsoever the enemy have against you, God will dismiss it. Hallelujah. A God before us, who can be against us? Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Amen and amen.